Greetings, everyone. This is Harpistry, an hour of harp-centric world music. I'm Valerie Green. I'm just returning from the five-day American Harp Society conference that was held recently in New Orleans. In addition to spending time with old friends there in the harp world, it was a great place to meet and hear harpists whose names were new to me. I was privileged to have met Diana Rowan at the conference, where she gave a wonderful performance and a really informative presentation about the history of the harp. In September, she'll be defending her doctoral dissertation at the National Academy of Music in Sofia, Bulgaria. She's teamed up with Iranian percussionist Pesham Akavas to produce a recording titled The Sky at Dawn, from which these next three cuts are taken. Thank you. The duo of Irish harpist Diana Rowan and Iranian percussionist Pesham Akavas. The recording, called The Sky at Dawn, is available for download at CD Baby. The three tunes we heard were The Stones Start Spinning, followed by a drum solo by Pesham called Tombax Sardas. And finally, we heard Spellbound. Conferences are always full of surprise performances, and this one didn't disappoint. The set by Japanese jazz pedal harpist Motoshi Kosako was a jaw-dropping experience. It was original, virtuosic, and varied. In this next set, we'll hear from three very different CDs by Motoshi in solo, duo, and quartet formats. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cuts from three very different recordings by Japanese jazz harpist Motoshi Kosako. He actually started down the musical path with jazz guitar, but turned to the harp in 1997 and is primarily self-taught. He mentions in his liner notes to his CD Naked Wonder that many jazz compositions are hard to play on the harp, especially hard to improvise harmonic changes due to the nature of the unique mechanisms and the techniques of playing the harp. So he simply wrote original music for the harp that allowed him to improvise with the harp as freely as he did with the guitar. The set started with a piece called Morning Prayer from Motoshi's recording Pilgrim. That was followed by his jazz quartet performing East Wind and Barking at the Moon from their live recording. And finishing that set was the title track to his CD, Naked Wonder. Jazz harpist Carol Robbins also made a performance at the conference, and here are two tracks from her recording, Chords in Blue. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Alfredo Rolando Ortiz, and you are listening to Harpistry on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
From the disc, The South American Harp of Alfredo Rolando Ortiz, Volume 1. We heard three pieces, the first of which was Ecuador, followed by Via Vicencio and Tupinamba. We also heard from Carol Robbins from her recording Chords in Blue, beginning with a tune entitled Who Can I Turn To, followed by Gentle Rain. Carol gave a performance at the American Harp Society Conference, backed up by local musicians Doug Belote on drums and Phil DeGree on guitar, performing on an instrument of his own invention called the guitarp, which is a guitar with a few extra strings added. Deborah Henson Conant made her conducting debut at the American Harp Society Conference, arranging three original pieces into an orchestral arrangement, with British harpist Eleanor Turner at the harp. Baroque Flamenco was one of the compositions that she arranged for orchestra, and we'll hear her rendition of this piece with the Grand Rapids Symphony Orchestra.
There was once a troupe of flamenco dancers who discovered that their new guitar, which they had gotten for such a reasonable price, was really just a time machine. But by the time they discovered that, they were already in the court of Marie Antoinette. She was hosting a ball that night at which everyone else was dancing the minuet. So the flamenco dancers attempted to fit in. This was the result. It's called Baroque Flamenco.
Thank you.
Deborah Henson Conant from her disc Invention and Alchemy. With the Grand Rapids Symphony Orchestra, we heard Baroque Flamenco. You've been listening to Harpistry, which was produced in KRVS's Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry. Has listening to KRVS become a part of your life? Are there times and places that you associate with listening? Moments of refuge where listening to the credible news and the beauty of music simply make your life better? If so, please consider supporting that quality programming by including KRVS in your retirement plan or will. You'll help keep the airwaves full of great music and culture well into the future. For more information, go online to krvs.org or talk with your financial advisor. And thank you for your support.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, online at krvs.org.